Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Aleph, the last blot in the first parak of Maseches Yuma, in parak Shivas Yamim, and we are towards the bottom of Chaf Amebeis. We just spoke about the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Shela. What exactly, we're in the middle of talking about it, what is Kriyas HaGever? So Rav visited Rabbi Shela and gave one shot, even though he was just the Amora that was announcing the shir, and it ended up that they found out it was Rav, and he was allowed to have his own opinion due to his chashiva. So the Gemara brought a brisa that supports Rav, that holds that it is talking about the announcer. Kriyas HaGever goes by the announcer, not about the tarnigol, the rooster. So the brisa quoted was that the kruz said every morning, everybody should wake up, and the voice of the kruz went very far, three parsos. There was even a story with Agrippas that he heard it from far away, and he was very excited about it, and he sent Matanos, and the sounds were even heard in Yericho, which we spoke about the different opinions about that yesterday. And the chiddush is that even though the voice of the Kohen Gadol is compared to the Kruz, the Kohen Gadol was talking on an empty stomach, and he was the Chol of the Kohen Gadol, and he was talking during the day, Afal Piken, when he says the Shem Hashem, it was heard very far away. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Al Tatama Al Davar Azeh, Lefi Ra'osei Necha Bedaros Elu. Don't wonder how voices could travel so far in the days of old. Ki harishonim kimosha, so you can say it was an ace, but he says you don't have to say it was an ace. Ki harishonim kimosha hayalem gvura nifla'a begufam ka hayalem koach gadol baharamas kolam. He says they had tremendous feats in terms of physical strength, so also voices. And also one might say not just the one who was talking, but maybe we had unbelievable hearing abilities. The ode gam koach hachush hashema shalahem hayachazak meya yados al chush hashema shaldaros elu. The imkain bitsiruf zevzeh, put together the fact that people heard very well and people spoke very loudly. Ein rachok davar ze lios. It's not far for this to be true. The ode kiva detvarim elu nasim bebeis hamigdash hayamisayeya bazem aysen isim. Right, the Maisa Nisim helps out, as we will talk about on today's daf. Either way, that's in terms of the call of the Kohen Gadol that went far. Okay, so here we go. So we spoke about the sun cutting through the rakia and creating the nothing sawdust. That was the last point that we mentioned. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, five lines from the bottom. Il Mali Galgal Chama Nishma Kol Hamona Sharomi. Were it not for the Galgal Chama, was it not for the orbiting of the sun, and the noise, even though we don't hear it, but the sound that we spoke about yesterday, so we would be able, the sound of the Roman legions and the Roman army would be heard. They balance each other. What does that mean? Speaking literally, so the Marsha says, no, it's not meant to be taken literally. What it means is, first of all, it says, lo ka'amar kan shlosha kolos nishma'in. And also, actually, he says it on the, let's read one more line. Tanur Rabbanan. Shalosh kolos holchin misofa olam atzofa. Three kolos, three sounds go from one end of the world to the other. The Elohein, kol galgal chama, the call of the orbiting of the sun. The kol amona shalromi, and the call of the Roman government. The call, which was the, right, reigning government for hundreds of years. The call, neshama, shebishasha yotze min aguf. And the call of the soul at the moment of Yisias Neshama, Min Haguf. Those three. The Yeshom Rimafleda, and some say birth. So that you don't have to imagine. That's the Yeshom Rim Af Ridia. And some say even Ridia. What's Radia? Radia means plowing. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Tainis that the Malach HaMamuna on rain, that's his name. That's its name. Called Ridia. That's the Targum of lo sacharosh, lo tirdi, it's in the form of an ox. Okay, v'yishom rafridia, ubo rabbanan rachmin aneshama, b'shash yosef et aguf ubatzlu, and the rabbanan asked for rachmanus, that the call of the yitzias neshama should not be so loud, so to speak, ubatzlu, and they will mevatel that sound. Says the Marsha, none of this is to be taken literally. What does it mean that's called nishma? It doesn't say Nishma, what does it say? Shalosh kolos holchin. What is holchin? It means these elements are known by the whole world. Doesn't mean they're heard, but these events affect the whole world. Lo kamar shalosh kolos nishma'in ela kol holchin. To kol amur kan eino kol mamish ela nofel al davar hamifursam. Kamo edim mafkile lakala. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, edim or motzi kol, like a milveh bishtar is motzi kol. It's not a physical voice that goes, it's a davar mafursam. Everybody knows about it. So he said that's what's going on here. V'amar shagimel holchin tamid kinahug lehisparsei mimakom zelazeh b'li hefzik atzofa ola. Number one, galgal chama. What does that mean? Certain natural events that happen every day. So the sun orbiting says that's a kol, so to speak, that goes to be sofa olam atzofa. If you go to anybody on the earth, right, even people who are living in the jungle that's never been, they've never been in civilization, they can tell you about the sun. Right, that's misofa olam va'atzofo. V'chein kol hamona shalromi misparseim memshaltan tamid. Right, ruling powers in the world. Mimakom l'makom lios moshlim b'kipa bisofa olam atzofo. Number two. And the next ones, somebody dies. Word spreads like wildfire. Right, even before the internet age. Rachman al-Islan. Word spreads. V'chein kol neshama b'shavachul. Dainu misas adam. Holechas mimakom l'makom. Kamo shekasam galgala chozer ba'olam. V'yesh omrim. Right, kol ha'aleda. Kol ha'aleda. So interesting. That's not as, doesn't spread as fast, the news. Bad news, Rachman al-Islan travels faster than good news. Right, so that's the yesh omrim. The yesh omrim, that's later. Yeah, but what do I mean? Radia? What's radia? Yesh omrim ha'ju malach ha'mamuneh lahavi ha'matar shemanigo ba'aretz la'aretz atzofa olam. If there's a drought somewhere, if there's a need, there's a natural disaster, one might say, somewhere. Right? That's what that symbolizes. But each of these are something that affects and is heard, so to speak, is holeh misofa olam atzofa. Again, we started talking about the literal kol, and that's how we got into the discussion of these kolos. Period. But that is all following the brisa that was brought to support Rav. Rav said that Kriyas Hagever in our Mishnah is relating to, right, the Mishnah that we had yesterday on Daf Chaf and Aleph, that relates to the, when did they do the Trumas Hadeshen? Around the time that the announcer went to wake up the Kohanim and the Levium and the Yisraelim. But Rav Shela said that it has to do with the Tarnagol. So Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Shela. If somebody goes out, somebody takes a trip before Kriyas Hagever, Domo Barosho. Right? It's dangerous. It's dangerous to go out before it's light out. Like the Gemara says in Psachim Dav Beis that one is only supposed to go out, right, by Bishas Ha'or, right, when there is light outside. Rabbi Yoshia Amar Ashi Yishne. You have to wait even until the Tarnagol goes twice. V'yeshomer av shiyeshalish. Right? So until three times, until it's the sounds are made. V'eza Tarnagol. Amru Tarnagol Beinoni. A medium type of Tarnagol. Rashi. She'eno mimayer kriyasa v'lo ma'acher. Right? One that's not too early and not too late. The Tarnagol that announces. Interesting, the Bali Musar talk about why Dafka the Tarnagol. The Tarnagol has the ability to already start announcing the day while it's still dark out. Let's start dark out. The other animals, you know, when it gets light outside, so then they start waking up. The Tarnagol has the ability to sense that the light is coming, even though it's still dark. It says, and that's something that's the connection to the Hanose la Sech vi Bina, lafchim idiom elayla, Sech vi is the Tarnagol. That's what we say every morning. You gave him Bina. What do you mean all animals have Bina? Lafchim idiom vein laila. No, dafka the Sechvi, because the Sechvi, the Tarnagol, does it before it gets light, and, right, it has an internal alarm clock to know that it is getting light. And that's the mashal of the Geula, right, even while it's still dark, that's the mashal of the Neiris Chanukah. There's a lot of mushroom. Betocha Choshech, in the darkness, they're able to see and sense the light. So one shouldn't go out early, or else Domo Barosho. What is Domo Barosho? So it's your own fault, right? It's Ma'abit Atzmo Ladas on a Ki'ilu level. Ma'abit Atzmo Ladas, meaning it's suicide, so to speak. What's the Isser of suicide? Right, somebody's chayav misa, they commit suicide. It's a little hard to imagine. But that is that's the halacha. Right? There's different sources. There is a medrash, unbelievable medrash, that says, lo tirtzach, lo tisratzeach. It's a medrash that, not to kill oneself, not just violating, lo tirtzach. But most assume that the makor is a pasuk in Parshas Noach, vachas dimchem l'ashosechem edrosh, based on the pasuk there, chazal darshin, the iser of ma'abid atzmo ladas, and all of the related issues. I think we mentioned a few months ago the question, but we didn't even give an answer. I got a couple of emails about it. The four people in Tanakh that committed suicide, at least according to one reading of the psukim, parallel the Dalet Mises Bezdin. Skila Srefa Herachanak. And that is Shaul, and, right, that's Saif, and Shimshon, which is Skila, he pulled it on him, and Achitofel was Chenek, and Zimri. Zimri was a king who was only king for 7 days, then the Malacham Aleph, towards the end of the Malacham Aleph. He's king, he wiped out all of the, it's in Yeravam's line, in the Malachi Yisrael. He wiped out the previous king's descendants, and then the rest of the Jewish people rebelled against him, and he realized it, and his palace was besieged, and he lit his palace on fire. And he and his, the whole palace went up in flames. That's Srefa. So, Skila Srefa Erechenek, the four suicides of Tanakh parallel. Zimri's the one that is not as famous as the other three. But either way, that's the, and Shaul himself is a question. Whether it was different versions at the end of Shmuel Aleph, the beginning of Shmuel Beis, was it the Nar HaMaleki, was it Shaul, and a big question, whether Shaul was allowed to do it, is one allowed to be Ma'abid Atzmo Ladas to prevent Chil Hashem, to prevent Tsar Gadol? There are various stories throughout Shas about, you know, people not wanting to commit an Avera, so they jump off of a building. Do we take literally Noach LaHapil Atzmo L'Tokiv Shana Eish? Like we learned from Tamar, is it better to jump into a fiery furnace in order to not embarrass somebody? Is that committed suicide? Right? Is that really considered killing? And it's one of the big three, so I'm not allowed to do that. These are all very important in Yanim related to the sugya. Okay, we continue. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Once we were talking about in the Mishnah. Remember in the Mishnah we said that they started it early on the Chagim because the Azara gets full of people. So, once we mentioned that the Azara was Malaya Yisrael, as Rashi said yesterday, they all want to bring their Karbanas very early, so we get to speak about the Nisim that occurred in the Azara. Here it is. Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. First he was Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav died, he went to Shmuel. So, sometimes he quotes Rav, sometimes he quotes Shmuel. B'shashi Yisrael Olin L'Regel, when B'nai Yisrael are Ola Regel, Omdin Svufin U'mishtach V'mervachim. The phrase goes, as we'll see all the Nisim in a few minutes, as Hashem. They stood up and they were tzafuf, they were tight. But when they bowed down, unbelievable nace, there was plenty of room. Mishtachavim revachim. What does the word tzfufin mean? Tzafuf? So Rashi says, tzaf is to float. Sometimes if you're in a really packed, I've had the feeling on a subway car in the past years, you're packed, you feel like you're floating, your feet aren't on the ground. And it's so packed, you can't move, it's like you're being carried. Right, some of my Talmidim, they had this sense by Rav Avadia Slavaya a couple of weeks ago. Right, it's like you just, everybody moves, you're floating. Om did svufin, that's how tight it was. Umishtachavim revachim. Vabishtachavim, there was the Umishtachavim revachim, that was the tremendous nace. I saw an unbelievable, just the one line there of Drush. Om did svufin, umishtachavim revachim. Om did svufin, if we're omed on our das, if we don't give an inch, if we believe in something and we're not flexible at all and we're stubborn, om din svufin, then we're going to feel tzafuf, we're going to feel tight. It's not going to be, the relationship is not going to go anywhere if I stand on my shita. Mishtachavim, if I bend a little bit, if I'm a little flexible, if I'm, you know, mevater a little bit, revachim, plenty of room. It's relaxed, it's great, people get along. So we have to realize sometimes being omed, you know, if it's a principle of halacha, obviously, but omed, if it's our own personal, issues, it's spoofing. It's going to end up and it's not going to be good. Mishtachavim, revachim. It's going to be plenty. Okay. Let's continue. Vinim shachin, achas esrei amach, ori beis hakaboros. And when it got packed on the regel, and people were omed safuf, and mishtachavim, revachim, the crowd also was pushed into, there were so many people, got pushed into the 11 amos behind the Kodesh Kadashim. So we know, we spoke about that a couple of days ago, we went through the entire geography, the entire layout of the Azara, going from east to west, you have the, again, Shar HaNikanor, and then you have the 11 amos of the Ezras Yisrael, then you have the 11 amos of the Ezras Kohanim, then you have the 22 amos of the 32 Amos of the Mizbeach, then you have a couple more Amos before the Ulam, then you have the Ulam, and then you have the Heichal, and then you have the Kodesh Kadashim, and then behind the Kodesh Kadashim, you have another 11 Amos, a free space. So the crowd went into that space because it was so jam-packed in the, who are we talking about here? Pashtus the Yisraelim. Pashas, there are a lot of Kohanim too. But Rashi explains that there were so many Yisraelim that they couldn't fit into the Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Yisrael, so they ended up overflowing. They were not allowed to go into the Heichal or to the Azara, so Pashas, they went around. Right at the towards the bottom, they went all the way around, and they ended up filling in the 11 Amos behind the Kodesh Kodashim, which does not have Kedushas Ezras Kohanim, Lechora. Right, that's why they were allowed to go in. They're usually not allowed to do this. It's a Tzarach Mitzvah. It's the only time they're allowed to do this the whole year. The Achronim explain, and that's why they were allowed to. Right? Otherwise, they weren't allowed to.
When were they doing
Hashachavos? By the heard the name of the Kohen Gadol. When they heard the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, BP Kohen Gadol. So at that moment, all of a sudden, the days took place, as we're about to see. Ma'ika Amar, how do we understand this? So Hachik Amar, Af Api. It doesn't mean that because it got crowded, they spread out to the 11 Amos, because then you wouldn't need the Nase. Right, that's what Gemara is asking Mike Amar. No, it's that it was this crowded before the Nase. They spread out even when they were omed and Svufin. Afalpishin, Imshach, and Achas, Esrei Amma, Achori, Besa Kapores, even though they had to go there, Va'omdim, Svufin, Kishay Mishtachim, Mishtachim, Revachim. Still, when they were able to bow down, so then it was spread out all over. Interesting name for the Kodesh Kadashim. The Beis HaKapores, right? The house of the Kapores. The Kapores, that's just like a little, what's the Kapores? The cover of the Aron. Why don't you say Beis HaAron? Beis HaKruvim. Some more exciting. Beis HaKapores, I think a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shia, we discussed the significance of the Kapores, which is just the covering, the gold covering that's put onto the Aron. But that's one of the names of the Kodesh Kadashim. The Beis HaKapores. V'zeh echad me'asar nisim shenasu b'mikdash. And this is one of the ten nisim that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The omdim svufim, umishachim revachim. Titzan, as the Mishnah says, in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. That's the parak with all the numbers, all the lists. Asara nisim nasu b'Beis HaMikdash. There were ten nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. Lohi pila isha me'reach p'sara kodesh. A woman never miscarried from the smell, from the aroma, from the stench of the Besar HaKodesh. Right, it never stunk. Right, nobody ever got sick. Velo hislia Besar HaKodesh me'olam. Never went bad. There was so much meat all over, and it wasn't refrigerated. And yet, none of it became wormy, none of it ever went bad. Velo nirezvuv, and even though that's true, it never went bad, we have the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, of the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar. Right, if something is left over, we still have to burn it. Why is that? What's the Sefer Chinuch on the Shrashim in the mitzvah of Nosar? He said, why do you have to burn Nosar? Two reasons. Says, number one, so you have bitachon. Eat today everything. Don't leave it over. And if you leave it over to burn it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you today also. Don't worry about it. Like the Gemara says later on. We're going to have this Gemara later on. Adaf Ayin Vav, I think. The Gemara there last, later on. Ayin Vav Aman Alf. Why is it that Hashem didn't give the man once a year? Every day. Would it be easier to give the man once a year and make a nathan? It doesn't spoil. Instead, he gives it the man every day, and there's a nathan that spoils. If you gather too much, too little, the answer is because he wants Am Yisrael looking up to him every day. He wants us to realize that we're tali on him every single day. That's what the Talmidei Master of Shimon Bar Yochai. So, here too, even though, says the Sefer HaChinuch, on the mitzvah of Nosar, we shouldn't have to I'm going to save some. No, don't worry about it. But number two is, because we always have an attitude about leftovers. We always have an attitude, right? Whether it's not us, it's our children. They hear what's for supper again, and we tell them you weren't even home for Shabbos. It's not leftovers for you. But the answer is, it already has a chalo shame leftovers, and once that's true, it's there's a certain hesitance and difficulty in convincing that the food is still good. So because of that, that's why a karbon the next day you got to burn it. We don't want you to view karbanos as leftovers. And that's why it says the Sefer HaChinuch to burn. So, I'm just adding, with all that background, even though it never spoiled, even though the nace was that the karban is never spoiled, lo hislia, but afal pikein, that's the message that we have to take. V'lo nire zvuv b'beis ha-mitzvachayim. Again, all of these are connected. Because the meat wasn't maslia, so there were no bugs, no flies, were in the beis ha-mitzvachayim, the area where they chopped up the meat. V'lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. And there was no carry, the Kohen Gadol never had an emission, right? We discussed that twice already in the Masechta, including on that base, that ain't somchen al anes, so we don't allow him to eat anything that might cause carry, we don't allow him to sleep, but still, we do that because Ein Tzom Chanal HaNeis, even though the Neis was, that it never happened. Right? That was the question of the Yerushalmi at the on the Mishnah earlier. V'lo nimsa psul ba'omer, u'bishnei alechem, u'v'alechem apanim. And there was never a psul found in these three special karbanas mincha. The Omer brought on the second day of Pesach, the Shtei Lechem brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem Panim brought every Shabbos. Right, the first two would be difficult, right, because you did the Ketzira the night before, and you come and bring it. It would make things very, very difficult to know what to do with the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. So that's why there was never a psul found in them, and therefore they were always successful in offering them when they were supposed to. Also, these karbanos were matir. They were the first two, right, the Omer and the Shtei Lechem were matir. The Omer was matir the Chadash. Right, so that's why it would just cause problems with the Chadash is not matered yet, you have to get more. So Chadash and the Shtei Lechem is also matered the Chadash in the Mikdash. Right, the Omer is the matered is brought from barley and it's matered the Chadash in the Gvulin, while the Shtei Lechem is matered, it's brought from wheat and it's matered the Chadash in the base of Eretz. And the Lechem upon him, as we know, the 12 loaves that have been discussed. So that's another nice. Next, Omdim Tzvuchvim Umishtachvim Revachim. Is our line again. They stood up, tzafuf, umishtachavim, revachem, and when they bowed down, they had plenty of space to spread out. If you look in the Avos Derebi Nasan, Avos Derebi Nasan is a expanded version, anybody ever looked into it, expanded version of Pirkei Avos. It's not in the Mishnah, it's not in Mishnayos, but it's Bryce's, but for every line in Pirkei Avos, you have a parak in Avos Derebi Nasan. Avos Derebi Nasan is, 40 prakim, I think. Yeah, 41 prakim. 41, I thought it was 40. 41 prakim long. To Pirkei Avos is 5 or 6. And each line here is expanded upon. If you ever want to look something up at Pirkei Avos, Asu Siyag LaTorah is the first parak of Avos Derebi Nasan, all about where we fight Siyagim and Chava and Adam, right? And the Gzeira against Yichud, right? It's always expanded. So there in the Avos Derebi Nasan, in Parak Lamed Hay, he speaks about these nisan there. Asar nisan asu avos eru beis hamikdash, and he goes through goes through all of them towards the end. Nes gadol mikulam, the greatest one. Afilu mea bnei adam nichnasim bebas achas, even 100 people. Ein chazan hakneses machris pnu makom lachechem. Right, the chazan hakneses, the gabayim, the people who were in charge, they never had to say make room, stop pushing. No, Neis gadol mikulan, shafilu kol Yisrael omdim batfilad dechukim, even though they're dachuk together, vein kol bir yachol lahoshit etzba'o b'nehem. You couldn't even put a finger in between the people standing there. Ukashem mishtachavim nasa revach b'nehem kimlo komas adam. Right, the height of a person, meaning you didn't bump into your friend. But to your friends, when you bow down, no problem. Just to end off, we're showing on Leo Omer, Asida Yerushalayim, Sheyiskabtu Lotocha Kalagayim V'chala Mamlachos. According to the Gemara, it's quoted by Basra too. Yerushalayim, eventually, all the world will go. Sheneemar V'nikvu Eleha Kalagayim, U'lahalanu Omer Yikavu Amayim. Ma kivui ha'amur lahalon, likanis kol meimei breishas l'makom echad, yikavu amayim, af kivui ha'amur kan, in Yirmiyahu, l'kabeitz kol ha'nachrim v'hamamachos l'tocha. So in the future, not only the Jews, but the whole world, and there'll be plenty of room. There'll be plenty of room, promises the Avos Derebi Nasan. What was the purpose of not bumping into each other? So Pashtus is, say, we're going to bump into each other and get upset and bang into each other. That's what Rabbi Yonah says on the Mishnah. Right? We didn't want people to bump into each other. That does not cause shalom bias. Shalom echad mehem dochek es chavero. Behu pele. Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, you know why? Because we don't want anybody else to hear the vidui of the other person. We don't want anybody to hear the vidui of the other person. Says Rashi, Mishtachavim Revachim, Ukashem Mishtachavim in Oflim, Nasa Lahem Nes, Vahamakom Marchiv Adje Yish Beinein Arba Amos, Shalo Yishma Ish Vidui Shal Chaveiro, Shalei Kalem. Right? That's the Rashi on Mishtachavim, on the earlier point of Mishtachavim Revachim. Is this talking about Regalim? So what about Yom Kippur? So you're saying, what about Yom Kippur? That's great. So it's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos does not say the regal,
yeah,
right? The earlier one says the regal and a chinami. So what kind of vidui are they doing on the regal? Are they just doing vidui when they're when they bow down, the Pishal Kohen Gadol, that's what you're in a chinami, unless they, certain other times on the regalim that they heard wasn't specifically part of the avoda, but they might have bowed down at other times. In a chinami, you have to work out exactly, Yom Kippur versus regal. So one other ha'ara, and that is the Shibali Haleket. But Haleket, just as we had yesterday, the Kolbo, one of the less known Rishonim, who quotes a basis for halacha. The Shibali Halechet says, we know that halacha in Gemaseches Brachas, that HaKadosh Bar, that everybody davening Shmona Esrei has a certain area around them. Right? Dalet Amos in front of them, and that's the halacha of Asur Laver Keneged HaMispalel. If somebody's davening Shmona Esrei behind me, I can't take 3 steps back. I have to, what about sideways? Go to the Machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avram. Shulchan Aruch says, it's okay, let's start the Nizmutu. The Magen Avram says, no, quotes the Zohar, no. And you're not allowed to even let stud in. So where does that come from? What's the reason for the Isser Laver Kedegar Mispalel? So there's two ideas quoted. The Chai Adam quotes these two ideas. Number one is because of Kavana. If I go back in front of my friend who's davening Shmona Esrei, then they're gonna not have Kavana. I'm gonna distract them. Number one. Number two is that no, the Shechina Kenegdo. Everybody davening Shmona Esrei has the Shechina opposite them, and therefore I can't impinge and go into their makom hashchina. And there are many nafkaminas to these two ideas. What if the person's eyes are closed? What if there is a, going to the side possibly is an nafkamina? What if there's a big table or chair in between? Right? Is one allowed to? Right? Every shul. Right? Different days. What if there are three people behind me? You know, the back one is still saying Shmona Esrei. It's like a train. Right? Could the first one go back? Because the Shechina is still there if they already have to yield a rut. So, all these different halakhic issues, which we're not going to get to now. But the Shibali Halakhic quotes, how do you know that idea? That the Shechina is kinegdo when a person davens. So the Shibali Halakhic quotes three ideas. One of them is our Mishnah. Own the Svufim, Shachmim, Revachim. Why do you need your own space when you bow down? Because the Shechina is kinegdecha. Shechina is opposite you. It's not just a practical idea of not bumping into each other. He says, "Umatzasi lagon echad shepirish arba amos detfila hin ama achas lachol tzad." Right, v'somach hamash amru bebreishes rabba omdim tzvufim umeshtachavim rivachim kedei shol yeechad mehen. Right, and then he continues. And he quotes like Rashi's there here shomei atfila shal chavero. But either way, that's an idea of the Shechina that is mentioned. And we mentioned in Parsha Shir last week about the Moshe Feinstein, who was waiting once to take 3 steps back at a wedding, and they were waiting for him, somebody was saying Shmona Esrei behind him, and they asked him afterwards, Rebbe, you could have gone diagonal, you're the Gadol Adar. He says, there was a brick wall behind me, I don't understand. So, Moshe Feinstein, it's Davar Pashut, it's not like I had any choice. Halach is a brick wall, if it says to be Aser. And therefore, Moshe, it was simple for Moshe. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, second to last Nace. Velo hizik nachash va'akra v'yushalayim me'olam. A snake or scorpion. Another Hanukkah connection. Yosef and the 20 of the boar. Right? So nachash va'akra v'yushalayim me'olam. They never damage. They never mazik anyone in Yerushalayim. The Marsha says, why dafka nachash va'akra? What about the lions and bears? So no, says the Marsha, what it means is that nobody died unless during the if it came to their time. What does it mean? Nachash va'akrav, I'll read it to you. Shar misos, shemesu b'cheit hayasham. Aval michas nachash, hu hora'a b'lo cheit klal. As the Gemara says, 4 people didn't sin, right, the Gemara elsewhere, and they only died be'itio shel nachash. They died because of the nachash. Kedamrina, like it says in Mesach HaShabbos and Mesach HaBava Basra. So that's what it means. Nobody ever died. Nachash va'akrav, shar misos, shemesu b'cheit. Meaning, nachash va'akrav, those times it means it didn't happen. Meaning the unusual type of mason, but the only nachash b'itiyah shel nachash, those are the only ones, right? Lo hayashav yishalayim shas a megina al misazu, right? The Torah, the zchus of the Beis Hamikdash, defended and protected any type of this special misa. Obviously, if somebody was b'shvil achet, right? People died in Yerushalayim during that time, but in terms of the misa, because of the nachash, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that didn't happen. Finally, lo amar adam lechaveiro tsar li hamakom shalim b'Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said to their friend, tsar li hamakom, it's too narrow that I'm going up to Yerushalayim. Right, that's number 10. Just the final point on that, Nace, is again, we've quoted this in the past, the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamim on Pirkei Avos, has the beautiful ha'ara, that it doesn't say, v'lo hayat tsar ba'aliyah li Yerushalayim. It says, v'lo amar ben adam lechaveiro. Meaning nobody complained about it. That was the nes. Meaning on the way up, not in the base of Megdash, but on the way up, it was crowded, and it was traffic, and it was, you know, difficult to find a spot. But nobody complained about it. Why? Because they were all one. They were all one. Umizbar mizeh, sha'amnam ha'makom atzmo hayatzar, achaneisa yashe betoch hamon am kazeh, shenis kabetz beregel b'Yerushalayim, hayashower ahava va'achva ad ki kol echad lo hirgish bedoch ha'makom. They couldn't hear it, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Kad rechimtun, havi azizi, apusi desafshir, havi shchivin. When our love was very strong, the mashal given, you know, we could sleep on the edge of a sword and we'd have enough room. But hashta de lo aziza rechintin, when we were not in love, purya bashisin garbidi lo sagilon, a bed that is 60 amas wide isn't big enough for us. Right? So it all depends on the attitude. It depends on ubegwar matsu remes, dimyon lazeba pasuk. Zeribu says that's the nace, and that's what we have to daven for. That's what we have to daven for, that tremendous love that all Jews can have for each other. Be'ezus Hashem. Says the Gemara, Pasach would make this Vasib Yushalayim. Why the Mishnah started off with 10 Nisan that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and it only listed 8. The last 2 were in Yushalayim. So, Ikatarti Achronaisa be'Mikdash. Okay, I'll add on 2 more that were in the Mikdash. Titania the Brisa says, Me Olam lo kabu geshamim eish shal atze hamaracha. The rains never put out the fire of the Mizbeach. Va'ashan hamaracha afil kal rucha sheba olam. All the winds of the world used to come in and blow in Yerushalayim, and Mezizo Memkomo, the Ashan did not move. Ashan went straight up, and therefore, that is those are the last 2 Nisim that occurred in Yerushalayim. Period. Vesu Leka, no more Nisim, that's it? Just the 10 and the 2? Vatanya, Rav Shmaya, Bakal Nebo, Shivri Cheres, Kli Cheres, Nivlon Bimkoman. The broken shards of the klicheres were swallowed up in their spot. What does that mean? Whenever a klicheres, as we know, klicheres, earthenware cannot be kashered, and therefore, what do you do if it absorbs treif? Nothing, you gotta break it. Gotta throw it out, the shards. And therefore, whenever a klicheres, which they use a lot of klicheres in the base of it, when it absorbs something and it had no sar in it, you just gotta break it. And it's clear from this nace that they weren't allowed to take out the shards. They weren't allowed to take out the shards. Why? That is not clear. The Rishonim here discuss, how do you know that? Why is that? Why couldn't you remove the shards? So the Tosfos Rishonim here just says, I don't know. Tosfos Rishonim says, Avalo yadinan mikra minalan, sha'achas shvirasan enu yacholotin misham. I'm not sure. The Ritva says, Hilchas gemirila. We have a misora that there is, they're not allowed to take it out. The Meiri has a drasha here. Miri has a drasha. We don't know exactly where the Miri got this drasha from, but the Miri has a drasha here explaining the halacha. You have to bury it. B'makom kadosh. Dichsiv va'asher yazemi dama. Ratzalomer shal chatas al habeged yichabis b'makom kadosh. Just like perak dam chatas, right? If the dam chatas sprinkles a splashes on a beged, it has to be washed from makom kadosh. That's a pasuk in Chumash. V'nemar achar kach v'klicheres asher yivush al bo yishaver. It should be broken. Ratzal lomar b'makom kadosh gamkein. So the Meiri has a hekish that he has. Doesn't not in the Gemara, not in the other Rishonim, but that's what he has. And if it and therefore what the Beis HaMikdash would be full. The Azara would be full of the klicheres. There was a nace. Wherever they were on the ground, they got swallowed up. Unbelievable nace. The klicheres got swallowed up into the ground. That's this nate. Also, as we alluded to yesterday, mura v'notza v'dishim mizbech ha'pnimi v'dishim ha'menorah nivon mikoman. The inside, the feathers, and the inside of the bird carbon, the oaf, and the cleaning out, the wicks, and the other gook that came out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah, there was a nivla when they dumped it on the east side of the Mizbeach, in the same place by the Trumas Hadeshen, as we spoke about yesterday, that all got absorbed into the ground, right there. So you see there were other nisim there. So why aren't these on the list? So the Gemara says, okay, psule tlasahavi, count all 3 psulim before, like the lechem apanim, shtei lechem, count those all, chashvinu b'chad. So count those as 1. So we just took away 2, right? We made 3 into 1. So 2 extra ones. So afik shrei va'ayel shrei. So that takes out 2. So you put in the 2 that we just mentioned. Says the Gemara, I hachi bluinami shrei havi. So why don't you count all the things that are swallowed up as 2 chashvinuka b'chad? If you count all the psulim as 1, count all the swallowed up things as 1, and a chasru lu, and then we're still missing 1. It was still only up to 9. So you get on the achriti, one more. Dabar b'shua ben Levi, nes gadol haya nase b'lechem apanim. There was a tremendous nes that occurred with the lechem apanim, silu ko kesiduro. It was just as fresh when they removed it a week after being on the shulchan, just like when they put it on, it was hot and fresh and piping hot. Shenemar lasum lechem cho biyomi lacho. Right, that was another one of the nes. Period. There's a big discussion, we'll see this after, also, that one of the ways that they showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for, we'll see this on the top of the next Amud, was that they showed the Shulchan. They showed the Shulchan, and they showed the Lechem upon him, that it was still fresh. So the big Shaila is, when you see bread from far away, can you tell it's fresh? How do you know it's fresh? If you don't feel it, then you feel it's soft. So the Radvaz writes, oh, maybe they saw steam coming out of it. So they still know it was fresh. There was some type of visual that made it clear that it was fresh, and that was part of the Nes. Period. Vesuleka, is that it? Vama, Rebbe Levi. Davar demesoros biyadeno miavoseinu, makama aron enu mena miida. The aron didn't take up any space. It's another one, right? Rashi explains that we know there were 10 amos, airspace, on every side of the aron to the wall of the Kodesh Kodashim, but the only way you would have 10 amos airspace is if the aron wasn't there. But the aron was there and he still had 10 amos airspace. So, it must be in a minamida, it was physical, it didn't take up any space. That what Ben Yoyada says, this is a remez to the fact that when we learn Torah and we send our kids to yeshiva, it says, in a minamida, like the Gemara says in Beitza, right? We don't lose anything by it. It doesn't make the bank account any less. In a minamida. V'yam Rav Nai Amar Shmua, Kruvim b'nei Sayom, then the Kruvim, the special Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made, not the Kruvim on top of the Kapores. But the big life-size kruvim that Shmuel made also didn't take up any space. You see, how is this? So the Gemara says, Nisei Devroi Kachashim, Nisei Degavai Lo Kachashim. It only counts the Nisim outside the Kodesh Kodashim, but not inside. Or outside even the Heichal. So, Ihachi Lechem Apanim Nami Nisei Degavai Hu, isn't Lechem Apanim, which is in the Heichal, that's a Nisim inside also? No, Lechem Apanim Nisei Devroi Hu. As we just mentioned, no, Lechem Apanim is also a Nisim of the outside. Domer, Shlakish Mai Dechsiv Al HaShulchan HaTahor. What does it mean on the Shulchan? That is Tahor. As if to say the Shulchan can become Tameh. Tar Mechlashu Tameh, how can it become Tameh? Kli Eitz Hasui L'Nachasu. Isn't it a wooden kli covered by gold? Hasui L'Nachas, that is made to always be sitting down, not moved. V'chol Kli Eitz Hasui L'Nachas in a Mekabel Tumah. A Kli Eitz that is Hasui L'Nachas, that's meant not to be moved, is not Mekabel Tumah. V'chol Tzitz Bevei HaTumah. Question mark. So is that meant to be moved? So what do you mean? It can't become tame. So Ella Milamed Shemag Bianos Ololi Regalim. It was picked up a couple times a year. They picked it up to show the Oli Regalim. Mistama they brought it out. They brought it out of the Heichal. How many Jews could see it if you hold it inside the Heichal? Only the ones that are the Yisraelim can't even see that the Mizbeach is there as we learned last week. So Omer Lahem Ruchi Baskam Lefei Amakom. See how much Hashem loves you. She Siluko Kesiduro. Shneamar Lasum Lechem Chom Biyom Hilacha. Period. Good. Rashi points out that even though it was a golden shulchan, it was plated, right? It was a kli eitz, but it was plated, and therefore it still has the status for hilchas tumah v'tahara as kli eitz, right? As ramifications for hilchas tevila. If something is glazed china, major machlokas discussion in the poskim. China itself should not require tevila because it's made out of earthenware. What if you have a glaze on it? Does that make it glass? Very thin glaze. So the glaze of 100 years ago, that was much thicker. The Aruch HaShulcha talks about that. He says, obviously you have to tovel it. But the contemporary post can say, no, well, our glaze is much, much thinner. So, why don't you ask the local post, say, whether glazed china requires tefillah. Even if there is, it's probably without a bracha, but that is important in terms of what something is made of and what the cover is. Their Lubavitcher Rebbe has an unbelievable ha'ara at the beginning of Yehoshua. When Bnei Yisrael went into the Eretz Yisrael, what went first? When they crossed the Yarden, the Aron went first. The Kohanim holding the Aron went first, then the Yarden split, then everybody Yisrael went over, and then they took their feet out, and then the Yarden closed, the Kohanim were on the wrong side. And the Kohanim flew with the Aron to the other side of the Yarden. Fine, that's what it says in Sefer Yehoshua, with a little bit of Chazal added. But the question the Lubavitcher Rebbe asks is, the entire 40 years the Aron was in the middle of all of the Shvatim. All of a sudden now, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Aron goes first. Why? Right? V'halachtem acharav. And Yeshua says, you should go after it, follow the Aron. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because they're about to go into, we'll start this way, the Aron, everything about it was physical. We know how to build it. It has gold. It has three boxes. It has wood inside, and it has badim, and it has kruvim. All the raw materials are explained in detail in the Torah. And yet, there is nothing more miraculous than the Aron. Eina min amida. It carried the ones that carried it. Everything about it is supernatural. You just have to look behind the scenes. Look underneath the raw materials and see the Ruchnius. It says, that's exactly, you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, all of a sudden, it's going to be a natural existence. There's no more mun. There's no more be'er. You're going to have to work the land. You're going to have to be farmers. You're going to have to make everything physical. Right? Like the Aron, but eina min amida. There's nothing, no more spiritual place in the world than Eretz Yisrael. Tamid eini Hashem alakach haba, me'reish l'shana anach r'shana. And one has to remember, so follow the Aron, because that's your existence, in a nutshell, going into Eretz Yisrael. It's no more miraculous, it's teva, but there's nothing teva about it. That's the Aron. Period. V'su leka, are there no more nisim? V'yam rev oshia, b'shoshim, v'adon Shlomo Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, not tabo ko, minim megadim shel zahav. He built a golden trees in the Beis HaMikdash, v'yamotzi and peirosi and bizmanim. They used to give off fruit. U'kisha haruach v'nasheves v'noshin. And when there was a little wind, the wind didn't affect the smoke, but the fruit fell off, so you didn't even have to pick them. Sh'ne'emar yir'ash kalavonon piryo. Right, so there you see that it was tremendous nisim. Why didn't he just plant a regular tree? The Sfasema says, there's an isser in a TS eitz. Right, l'sita l'chashir rekal eitz. Eitzim uzak Hashem alokecha. Ukshenichnu su nachrim lehechal yavish. When the nachrim went into the hechal, it dried up. Sh'ne'emar uperach levanon umlau. The other that got his baruch l'achziron, and Hashem, Bez Hashem, will be machzer these wonderful trees. Sh'ne'emar paroach Tifrach v'sagel, af gilas v'ranein kavod, halavano nitamla. So, you see that's another nace. The nace of these fruit. So, nisi tekevi eloka chashiv. Kavua nesim, meaning only recurring nesim are listed. Meaning the smoke never moved and the meat never spoiled. Something that's kavua, something that's like a stationary item. A nace about that, that's not on the list. Hashad asas lahachim, once we say that, aron v'kruvim nam, nisi tekevi eninu. Can you give that answer for the Aron and the Kruvim as well? Period. So now let's talk about some of the Nisim. Amar Mar V'Ashana Maracha Umi Havi Ashana Maracha. Was there really smoke? You said the smoke never dissipated. And so what there was smoke? V'Yatanya Chavishes Rav Nemru Beisha Maracha. Five things said about the H of the Maracha on the pyre. Revutza Kari. It was crouching like a lion. Ubarak achama, it was a clear fire. Vayeshba mamish, it was tangible. Yeshba mamish, Rashi says, bishal heves shalah. Not just in the coals, but in the flame itself. Vaochelas lachem kiveshim, and it ate. Meaning it burned up moist things and dry things. Vayna malashin, and there was no smoke. So you see, there was no smoke. So what kind of nisim are you talking about with the smoke? There was no smoke. Kikam rinan bidehedyot. No, there was no smoke from the fire that came down from heaven. But we know there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, so also to bring fire from ourselves. Right, mitzvah l'havim in the hedyot. And that fire caused smoke. The Tanya, v'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach, afal pi, she'eish yoredes min ha-shamayim, mitzvah l'havi min ha-hedyot. It's still a mitzvah to bring min ha-hedyot. The Ritva here discusses, if you want to look it up, in terms of the, what was the chet of the mitzvah b'nei Aaron? With the mitzvah lahavi min ahedyo. What exactly? They thought that applies even to the ktoris mizbeach. Feel free to look in the Ritva. Period. Revutza kari, was it really crouching like a lion? Vatanya amrei b'chenid eskana konim. Ani reisia urevutza kekelef. It's like a dog. Not like a lion. Lokasha, kam b'mikdash rishon, kam b'mikdash sheni. Depends. To list off all the times in this Masechta, there's a difference between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Right? We had it by the Kohanim Gedolim on Daf Tes. We had it by the Chatayim on Tesla Beis. We have it again here. Mikdash Rishon versus Mikdash Sheni. Well, Mikdash Sheni, mi have? Was there a fire at all? The Mikdash Sheni? The Amar Shul Bar Inia. Maidasev Erdsebo V'i Kavda. That's a pasuk in Chagai. Remember, Chagai is two prakam long. We chazed the whole Sefer last summer, in Maseches Pesachim, when we spoke about Chagai in the end of the first parak. So, Be'erat Zebel, Ve'ikavda, I will become honored. But there's no hay there. You read it, Ve'ikavda, but there's no hay. Ve'karinan, Ve'ikavda. Maisha de Bechuser, hey, why is the hay missing? Elu, Chamisha Dvarim, Shehayev, Ve'mikdash Rishon, Ve'mikdash Sheni. This is an allusion to the five items that were missing in Bayis Sheni, from Bayis Rishon. Ve'elu, hey, what were they? Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, Eish, Ushchina, Veruach HaKodesh, Ve'urim Betumim. So you see there was no Eish. There was no special Eish. So how could you say that? It was like an Eish Kekelev in the second Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Gemara, Amrim in Miyavahave, Siyolo Messiah. No, it did exist, but it just didn't help. I mean, it didn't burn anything. It was there, but it did not consume any carbonate. Stop there for a minute. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in this line, just to mention one or two thoughts. Urim Betumim. So what was the Urim Betumim? Rashi says, Ala Torah, it must be the Urim Betumim were there, but they were not. I'm sorry, look at Tosfos first. Tosfos, Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim have, she'im lo kein, hayakon gadol mechusar begadim. Ela lo hayu mishivin l'nishalam behen. Urim Betumim was there, because if you didn't have the Urim Betumim, the Kohen Gadol would be mechusar begadim. So it must be that it was there, but it just didn't. It didn't work. That is what Tosfos holds. Rashi also relates to this in his in Shmos and Perachav Ches. We've mentioned in the past the Rambam. The Rambam never mentions what the Urim Betumim were. We assume Rashi, the Ramban, that the Urim Betumim was Shem Hashem that was put inside the folds of the Choshen, and that's what gave power. So that was there, but it just wasn't powerful during Bayis Sheni. The Rambam never mentions how to make the Urim Betumim and the Big Day Kahuna with it. That's why the Ksava Kabbalah has the Hara that maybe the Rambam thinks there was no separate Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim just means the stones of the Choshen. That's all the Urim Betumim means. And he proves it from a long piece that we've read in the past. That is the Chiddush of the Ksava Kabbalah. Then you don't have to come on to this answer. That of course it was there. There was no separate Beged called the Urim Betumim. It's amazing that the Aron wasn't there. Question is, why didn't they just build another Aron? Right? Shlomo HaMelech built a lot of menorahs. He built a lot of shulchans. Why did he build another Aron? They didn't have the Aron, right? We had three dais, if you remember, in Shkalim. Was it buried underneath the Kodesh Kodashim? Was it here? Was it there? Was it under the Dira Eitzim? Why didn't they just build another one? So explains Rav Soloveitchik. This is written, if you want to look it up, in the Igros HaGrid. The Igros HaGrid that was put out, some of the letters that he wrote to his father when he was studying in Berlin for a couple of years, when he was getting his degree in the University of Berlin, in Tuf Reish Peches. So he writes, because the Aron, what's the purpose of the Aron? The Aron isn't a chelik of the Mikdash. The Aron is a house for the Luchos Habris. And that's why the Aron is different than all the other Kalim. Amazing Ha'ara, when the Rambam lists off in the first paragraph of Beis HaBechira, the seven Kalim of the Mikdash. What are the seven Kalim of the Mikdash? The Rambam says, here they are. The Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the Kiyar, the Kano, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Hazav, and the Shulchan. Those are the seven. Hello, where's the Aron? That's not a Kli HaMikdash. That's a house for the Luchos. He doesn't say, but you might even say, that's why he could have an Aron, even if there's no Mikdash. But, this answers our question, because it doesn't make sense to have an Aron if you don't have any Luchos to put into it. The Luchos aren't there, the Shivri Luchos aren't there, the Tzinsenes Haman isn't there, so it doesn't make sense to build an Aron. The Aron, you don't need the Aron for the definition of Beis HaMikdash. You need an Aron to house the Luchos, and that's why you need the other Kalim, but not the Aron. Period. Again, there's more there, but that's an important ha'ara. Tana Rabbanan, sheish ishos hein, there are six fires. Yesh ocheles veino shosef. Yesh shosef veino ocheles. Some eats dry and not moisture. Yesh shosef veino ocheles. Yesh ocheles veshosef. Yesh ocheles lachem kivation. Yesh eish doche eish. Yesh eish ocheles eish. These six. So we'll talk about each one. Yesh ocheles veino shosef. Some eat, consume, but they don't drink liquid. How do you do it? Like our fires. Liquid puts them out. Shosef ein ocheles decholin. What does that mean? Somebody who's very sick. He has the fire of a fever in him. He's very thirsty, but he's not hungry. That's shosef ein ocheles. Ocheles v'shosef de Elio. Elio on Har Carmel, remember, he doused his mizbeach with tons of water, and the fire from heaven burned it all up. Dechsiv esamayim asher betala lichecha. Ocheles lachin kievation de maaracha. That's the maaracha on top. Right, as we explained. Yesh eish doche eish de Gavriel. Gavriel, the Malach of Eish, comes down and saves Avram Avinu in the Kivshana Eish, or Hananim Shav Azariah, depending on the, we had the discussion of when he came down. Right, Rashi here quotes that it was Hananim Shav Azariah, not Avram. Hashem didn't let him go down by Avram. And it pushed away the other fire onto the people outside. And it burned them, and it protected these three tzaddikim. V'yesh eish ocheles eish d'shchina, d'amarmar, hoshit etzpa'o b'neim v'sarfan, right, the Chazal is quoted in Baba Basra, there were certain malachim that did not want man to be created, Hashem touched them, kavayocho, with fire, and malachim are made of fire, so fire pushes fire, and consumes fire, and they were burned. Period. V'yashan ma'aracha, filo kol ruchos shema'olam, emezizah, zomim komo. Really? No wind would move the ashan ma'aracha? V'yabar v'yisla barav dimi, b'motzo yandav ha'achron shal chag. on Motzai Sukkos, Hakol Tzof and Lashon HaMaracha, on Sukkos, when they were judged for the rain, they looked at the smoke coming out from the Mizbeach to know whether they davened well. Note, Klapei Tzafon, Aniim Smeichon Ubali Batam Atzevin, Mepnei Shegishmei Shana Merubin, Uperesian Markivin, there's going to be a lot of rain, so all the food in the silos is going to rot, they're going to have to sell it quickly for a low price, the Balabatam are upset, and the Aniim are happy. Not the Klapei Darom, the opposite, Aniim Atzevin Ubalabatam Smeichin, Mepnei Shegishmei Shana Muat, not the klapi mizrach hakol smeichen, because that's just right. Klapi mayer hakol tzeven, that's not good. So you see, it moved. So answer: sometimes it swung, but it never dissipated. It never separated. It swung, but it was still in the line. Period. Amar mar klapi mizrach hakol smeichen, klapi mayer hakol tzeven. For aminu, really, we have the opposite mesora. Mizrach is la'olam yafeh. Ma'arav is la'olam kasheh. Ruach tzfonis yafeh l'chitin is good for wheat. B'shash yehev yushlish, as long as they're ripe. V'kashel azesim, and it's difficult for olives. B'zmat sheim chontim, when they are blossoming. Ruach drom is kashel l'chitin b'shash yehev yushlish. V'yafeh l'azesim is azhin chontin, the opposite. V'yam rav yosef yitem rav marzuch. V'simaneh, how do you remember which is good for what? Shulchan, meaning the wheat that's used for the shulchan, but Safon likes the northern wind, umenorah badarom, and the menorah, the oil, is badarom. So, hai maraba didei, v'hai maraba didei, and each one supports its own. Question mark. So you see, it's the opposite direction of what we think the good winds are for the east and the west. So Gemara says, lokasha halan v'haluhu. Depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. Sometimes more rain is good, sometimes more rain is bad. Can look at Rashi exactly which direction it goes in. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hajjan Allah Shivas Yamim. B'ed Hashem, we will continue with the second parak of Maseches Yuma, B'ed Hashem, in the next year.